In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Слава Ісусу Христу.
Слава Небесу.
I would like to ask those who use Facebook, do not like anything you have in front of you. Why do I say this? I say this for a reason, that sometimes we hear a bad news, someone posts a bad news, and then we like it. Do we like the bad news or the intention that the person has brought, even though there are no comments yet, but yet we press the like button? In other words, it is understood that we understand the person who has posted. He is our best friend, not just on a Facebook, but we know him well, and we know his intention, why he posted it. But yet there are no comments, and so we just simply say we like this news. In other words, in our spiritual life, when we do the same, we press the like button for our sins. And when we look with our spiritual eyes, or with eyes that have an idea, what have I done, we would not like that sin. But because we do it constantly and every day in our life, when we say, well, I cannot get rid of this sin, we do it and do it, and it becomes a habit to such a degree that we just simply click the like button for our sin. And then what happens next? We continue to like similar items, similar sins, or just simply don't even realize that we just simply click the like button for our sins. If we would say, well, I don't really like this sin, and then like this idea, this comment for the sin, then we would look differently, and then we would press this like button if there was one. I know many people say, well, Facebook should create this like button because there are some things that we don't like and we would like to hit this like button. But in our spiritual life, we have all kinds of choices that we can make. We can like or dislike the sin. But the saints differentiate and show how the person is degrading in his spiritual life or awakening the grace of God in himself in different ways. And they say if a person in his life does a sin very often, then it becomes such a habit that the person does not even recognize this sin as a bad. It just simply says, well, it's my daily routine. It doesn't even think of this sin as something bad. And then it goes to the degree that the sinner is no longer sees the sins in himself. He just says, well, these are just simply normal stuff that everybody else does. I'm not different from other people. And therefore, I'm just simply a normal person. There is nothing wrong with me. I'm just doing what everybody else does. But the person that is looking for to awake the grace of God in himself starts to dislike the person first of all, with a feeling. Then the person starts to run away from the sin. And then even to the degree that this sin becomes simply a thought or a reminiscence in our head. And therefore, how do we get rid of the sins in the first place? How do we awake the grace of God in ourselves so that we do not become those people who just simply say that I'm just a normal person and I do what everybody else does. And just simply do not see our sins. When do we stop like the sins? I think the Lord has provided us many examples. But even today, when He dispelled the demons from this gathering man, He didn't say to this man that you have done it. But when he changed, after the demons have left him, he became a completely normal person. And he wanted to follow Christ. He wanted to be his disciple. But the Lord said to him, you don't have to go after me, but go into your city and tell what God has done to you. So we can see that we can like person or dislike person. And as the people of Gadarene, then they came to see Jesus Christ, or to see the man that was just that was unapproachable before, but now he sits all dressed up and in his mind, as it says in the gospel. But people, instead of liking the event that this person is well, is no longer scary, is no longer in a way that people could run away, because they could not even tie him with the chains. But now he is well. But the people do not see that. And we would say, why people do not see what happened? Why do they care more about swine and not the person that was just healed? Some of the saints explain this in a way that, first of all, they were not allowed to have swines. They were not supposed to eat and care for them. And here they're not just simply say, we are sorry that we have had swines and kept them, but they were afraid that if that happens to our neighbor, then our swines that we keep in our homes will leave us as well, will drown as well. And therefore, this likeness of sin prevailed over the miracle that Jesus Christ has done. And therefore, this likeness of sin stayed with them, and they didn't see what happened. All they saw that this great joy that they had in their life suddenly left. But they like it so much, they do not want to leave, and they don't want to lose it of their own. And therefore, it's similar to our spiritual life. When we like the sin, and if we suddenly are free from it for a second, we say, what happened to me? I like this feeling. I like this view and so forth. And we start to embrace the sin even more instead of just simply say, hooray, I'm without sin even for 1 second. Let me continue. Let me explore more how to do this. So if we start to like the sin, we do not see him. We start to like him even more. Therefore, the Lord is teaching us that the more we close our eyes and say, I'll correct it tomorrow, I'll correct it next time, I do not have time, but I would like to rejoice with my friends and my family and so forth, or rejoice just myself, it brings us to the point where we do not see our sins. So let us wake up. Let us strongly do all the things that the Lord has commanded us. And those are the things that we can do. The constant prayer. Not just simply once in a while, but every time. Not only prayer, but also fasting. Not only fasting and prayer, but also almsgiving. So that we can awaken our heart, not to the sin, but to this grace of God that is in us. We have to awake it in us so that we can see the sins in ourselves. That's why the saints constantly say, I am the worst sinner. Because the closer they get to the Lord, the more they see that they have sins. Their eyes are opening. But it is difficult to see for a sinful person what the saints are talking about. How can he say that he's the worst sinner when he has less sins than I have? But yet still, when they get closer and closer to the Lord, they say, I'm the worst sinner. So let us open our spiritual eyes. Let us dislike the sins, but let us like our fight. Let us like our struggle against those sins, so that we may constantly fight against them. And therefore, it comes to the point where we have to do something. It's not just simply click a button, I like or dislike. In our real life, we have to work hard. And sometimes we have to run away or sacrifice. In the ninth hour, we read the Psalms, I think it's 83, 84, 85, and the prophet David says, Lord, it is better for me to be around your courts than to be in the mansions of sinners. In other words, we say it is better for me to do something else than to sin. Or some people say it is better if I do not go to this place at all unless I see this person or this sin or anybody else. How many times when we dislike something or someone, what do? We run away. If the person is in the restaurant, we won't go into that restaurant. We will go into the other one. We'll say, I'll go into McDonald's, but I'll not go to this restaurant where this person is dining. In other words, we have to do the same with our sins. We have to make sure that we put ultimates against the sin. I better do something else. I better lose the job. I better leave this place. I better do something else, but not to do the sin. There are many examples in our life throughout the ages where the saints have proved and showed that it is better for them to suffer, to be beheaded, to be disgraced in front of other people, but not to say no to the Lord. Not to say that I do not believe in Him, but also in the sins. Even St. John the Baptist, our patron saint, he was not afraid of the truth of God, but he was even reminding the great people at that time that they are doing something wrong. And therefore, for him, he was saying, I better tell him the truth and not sin myself, and not to let this sin to spread to other people. Because if other people see that this person has done it, so they will do it as well. Because we are people, sometimes we do what other people do. And to break this habit, we have to stand up. We have to make action. And sometimes make a great sacrifices in our life in order to get away from those sins. So let us find those obstacles. Let us pray to the Lord to open our spiritual eyes so that we may dislike them, but like our virtues and like the way of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.